Let's go straight to Bjorn Baker, who's got key chances in the tippy today. And as I welcome you in, Invincible Gem came out this morning for Chris Lees. Had a bit of a cough this morning. Didn't want to take any chances in a perfect world. It's off to the golden pendant. But Bjorn, you've got two excellent chances in this tippy today, mate. Good morning.
Morning, Andrew. Yeah, it's hopefully it can be a good start to the weekend.
Yeah, let's hope so. You've got stacks of good chances. And you were weighing up yesterday what to do with Imposing Lass. What made you go to the tippy?
Well, I'll be honest. We phoned up at 7:28 this morning and Imposing Lass was going to run tomorrow. But I had a funny feeling Invincible Gem may come out. So that was the case. And we're running today. It's a Group 3. I still think Imposing Lass is probably better suited over a touch further. And but it looks a very good race for her today. She's in great order, as is Louboutin. So I think last time I struggled to split them. I think it's much the same scenario today, although Louboutin's probably drawn a touch better.
Gee, it's a word of mouth. This industry, you can get around. If you've got the miles, he's coming out, and it's 7:28, you've done pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's more a way up your options. You're better off. At the end of the day, you try and maximise your chances and you have to sort of, I guess, take into account all options. So it looks a really good race for her.
Just with Louboutin, as you said the other day with us, there wasn't much between the two of them in the Mona Lisa and it ended up that way. But this looks to be a really progressive mare, doesn't it, Louboutin?
Yeah, she is. She did a great job last time in and we pushed on to the Oaks. In hindsight, it probably wasn't the right move, but she's come back. Her first up one was excellent at Canterbury, and last time she was very good. I thought she had to do a lot of work throughout the run last time. So she's come through that race in tip-top order. I think the 1400 today is really good for her. She's had one run at Newcastle as a two-year-old and won that, her first run. So she'll be able to put herself there, and I'm pretty confident she'll run well.
You got two other maiden runners today, races 3 and 4. Any thoughts there on those for our listeners?
Yeah, they're both very competitive races. But Dex Luther, he was good first up. There's only 6 horses in the race, but there's a couple of good ones. So I'm sure he'll probably roll forward. He went well last time, but it's not an easy race. But I am happy with him. I think he's a horse that next time in is going to improve and get stronger. And Reva Romance has been super consistent. Her trials are good. She'll jump and put herself there. She's a no-fuss mare. So I expect her to be in the finish.
Let's focus in on the features tomorrow. And Champagne Cuddles has been really so consistent for you. Goes to the T-Rose at 1400. You know, she third up tomorrow at this trip getting there after two runs at 1200. She's got to be getting to sort of peak fitness for 1400 now.
Yeah, she does. And I thought her first two runs have been great. We haven't had a lot of luck with the gates, and that's probably the case on Saturday. But yeah. She's in tip-top order. I couldn't be happy with how she looks. Still not an easy race. There's one or two horses that come out of the woodwork and, of course, Tulip's up. So all we can sort of worry about is ourselves and leave it up to Ty tomorrow. But she couldn't look any better. Her work on Saturday morning was outstanding, so really happy with her going into the race.
Yeah, she's just in the right zone at the moment. I mean, I know it's a classy group, but I think she's up to it, mate.
Yeah, I think so. And what she shows at home, she works like a very good horse, and she's just got a great attitude. She's laid back. She eats everything, and couldn't be happier with how she's sort of done.
We saw Goodfella run at the Magic Millions back in January, and back tomorrow in the Heritage. Is coming back off a tie back operation?
Yeah, he is. So that's always a little bit of a question mark. You get into race conditions and the pressure goes on and you can't really be sure until they compete in races. But his work's been pretty good. He's never been a great track worker nor a fantastic trialer. So I thought his trials have been pretty good as well. Blinkers go on tomorrow. We'll try and be a little bit more positive than probably what he was in the Magic Millions. And he's trialed and he's jumped out well. He has had a bit of a record of being a patchy jumper, but he's in good order. It's not an easy race once again, but you've got to be in to win. And I think if you look back to some of his best two-year-old form, if you can run up to that, he won't be out of it.
You got Sir Plush and another one earlier in the day, Embley. Any thoughts on those to wrap it up, mate?
Embley's in good order. He's come through his last win very well. He's going to probably put himself up on speed. And he was strong last time, and he looks great. And Sir Plush is in tip-top order. We're scratched from last week looking for a barrier, and he's drawn 17. So we're in the position we have to run. Yeah. Looks a strong race, but I couldn't be happy with him. I don't think he's out of it. I think he goes in is a very good long shot roughie in the last.
Yeah, Sir Plush there. And I've got to, just for listeners that may not know, but Addictive Nature's gone out.
He's gone for a break, and I thought he ran well last week, but he had been up for a while, and I guess the fourth run up, first preparation. So I'm really confident he'll come back in the autumn and go to a much better level.
We look forward to that again. Good luck today and tomorrow, mate. Hope the stable has a good weekend.
Brilliant. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Bjorn Baker there from Warwick Farm.